one final issue, if board members don't have any further questions for staff at this point. I did want to bring you back to the basis statement on page 150. This is the response to the comment regarding mining under these resources. And what is currently in the basis statement, everyone take a chance to get there. It's page 150 of the packet number. 150 at the top of the page, the bold black numbers.
Line 103, again, then start for 201. So somewhere we've lost the...
Well, it's...
Page 150
of what was
in
your packet. It's in the packet.
It's a separate...
Yes.
There's a separate package you have that 150 is in. On the basis statement with the big numbers at the top.
Yes, right, the big number is mine. It ends at 103 and begins at 201.
Right. Well,
okay,
I can show you one.
Okay.
Continue.
This is the response to the comment regarding mining under waters and wetlands. And the response says that the board deliberated on this issue on November 3rd and believes a categorical prohibition on mining under great ponds, rivers, brooks, and streams, and coastal wetlands should not be included in the rule. Earlier this morning, Mr. Eastler made a suggestion as to how we might further clarify the board's intent there. I have a draft sentence or two that you might want to consider, and I will read that to the board now. Board members noted that mining under water bodies and coastal wetlands has been successfully done in other jurisdictions. The absence of a prohibition does not constitute approval. Any applicant proposing to mine under a water body or coastal wetland must demonstrate that it could meet the licensing criteria set forth in statute and rule.
I move we accept that. Nicely done. Do we have a second?
Second. I don't think we need a vote.
Okay.
We don't
want
that particular.
So anyway.
That would, if it's acceptable, that would be included in any motion that the board may make.
Okay.
Yep.